Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 7th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Contemporary Burden of Cardiovascular Disease in Pregnancy. Insights from a Real-World Pregnancy Electronic Health Record Cohort. The Contemporary Burden of Cardiovascular Disease in Pregnancy study aims to comprehensively characterize the contemporary prevalence and secular trends of maternal cardiovascular comorbidities and pregnancy-related cardiovascular disease in a real-world electronic health record cohort. This multi-institutional effort seeks to provide critical insights into cardiovascular complications, which are the leading causes of maternal mortality and morbidity. The study's findings are expected to inform clinical practice and public health strategies for pregnant individuals. Article number 2. Standards for Cardiac Telerehabilitation. Participation in recommended comprehensive cardiac rehabilitation programs remains low, at only 30 to 40% of eligible patients in Europe, largely due to practical barriers such as transport and scheduling. This article establishes standards for cardiac telerehabilitation, proposing it as an essential strategy to overcome these barriers and significantly improve patient access and uptake of secondary prevention programs. Implementing these standards for remote delivery of multidisciplinary care is crucial for enhancing cardiovascular disease management. Article number 3. First, myocardial infarction, risk factors, symptoms, and medical therapy. This real-world study aims to investigate the prevalence of documented coronary artery disease risk factors, symptoms, physician visits, and preventative therapy uptake prior to a patient's first myocardial infarction. Despite existing clinical risk algorithms, the global burden of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease continues to rise, underscoring the need for better insights into pre-myocardial infarction presentation. The study's anticipated findings will provide valuable data to improve early identification and preventative strategies for acute coronary events. Article number 4. Adult-onset type 1 diabetes, predictors of major cardiovascular events and mortality. A large-scale registry study utilizing the Swedish National Diabetes Register and Total Population Register assessed mortality and major adverse cardiovascular events in over 10,000 adult-onset type 1 diabetes patients, comparing them to type 2 diabetes patients and population controls. This research identified crucial prognostic factors, particularly in those diagnosed at age 40 or older, providing robust data on an under-investigated population. The findings offer significant implications for refined risk stratification and targeted management strategies to improve cardiovascular outcomes in adult-onset type 1 diabetes. Article number 5. Archetypal Analysis of Deceased Donor Kidneys, a Molecular Approach for Post-Transplant Outcomes. This prospective, single-center study employed microarray analysis of procurement biopsies from 276 deceased donor kidneys to identify molecular phenotypes predictive of post-transplant outcomes. Leveraging machine learning classifiers, researchers demonstrated that donor kidney tissue transcriptomics, combined with clinical variables like age and body mass index, offers a novel dimension for predicting transplant success. This molecular approach represents a breakthrough for optimizing donor kidney assessment and improving long-term patient and graft outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.